The Osgood Files, sponsored by Sage, software and services for your small and mid-sized businesses. Believe in your numbers. To learn more, visit sagetoday.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It's a national park with snow-capped mountains, crystal blue lakes, and if you look very carefully, you might spot a snow leopard. And there are no crowds and no reservations necessary because this national park is in Afghanistan. More after this from Charlie. It's known as Afghanistan's Grand Canyon, a place called Bandi Amir, 230 square miles of brush-covered hills, cliffs, and lakes at the foot of the Hindu Kush Mountains. Once upon a time, it made a perfect hideout for smugglers and terrorists. But now, it's become Afghanistan's first national park. CBS's Kelly Cobier reports that all it took was a little money from the U.S. to hire a staff of park rangers once the landmines were cleared.
Aziz Ahir was one of the first. He and a dozen others like him are being paid to protect this place, a project funded by USAID. They watch for poachers, they look out for wildlife, they talk to tourists.
And even though it seems strange, a huge nature preserve in a country that's already pretty close to nature, Kelly reports that it's working.
Marzia's family used to survive by collecting shrub brush from the hills for fuel. Now they rent out a room to tourists for about $27 a night.
You can even cruise along the surface of the remote lakes by renting little blue paddle boats shaped like swans. Of course, getting to Afghanistan's first national park is not an easy trip. The only access is a treacherous road from Kabul. But there are plans in the works for an airstrip so that maybe, someday, adventure travelers from the U.S. might journey there to get a different perspective on the country we have spent so many years trying to rescue. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.